We're pleased to be joined now by Derek Schulte, head coach of the state-bound Pelahai Dutch. The 20th time in program history, Pella headed to the state tournament. They beat Keokuk 60-47 on Monday night. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, congratulations. Headed back to the state tournament again. Can't ever get old, can it?
No, just so proud of our guys. Give Keokuk credit. They played excellent in the first half. And we went into that locker room, and there was no panic by our guys at all. Just looking at how we needed to respond. And, boy, did we, especially on the defensive side. I think we held them to 15 is what somebody told me in the second half. That's where it flipped. And then, obviously, we turned some turnovers into points. We started to open up the three-point line by sharing the basketball. And just a bunch of guys stepped up with timely plays. What a great team win.
Down eight about a minute into the second half when they scored the first bucket to go up 34-26. From that point, 34-13 to completely flip the game. And yes, defense was a huge part of it, but in this game, you got to make some shots, Coach. You were 2 of 9 from three in the first half. Finally got it going, made 5 of your next 6. Harry hit a couple, Austin a huge one, and then Griffin closed it out for you.
Yeah, and there's no doubt you got to find a way to get some rhythm offensively, and they had a good plan. Right, they put the big man right in the middle and clogged up the paint, and I think it took us a while to adjust to it, but that's why opening up that three-point line was so huge. We still had some good finishes around the rim, but it was harder to get there consistently, and it was a physical game to be able to get to the free throw line, and so that three-point line was a big difference in the game, but I love the way our guys just battled on the glass in the second half, the way we were able to be active and turn them over, just a lot of really good things.
I'm glad you mentioned the rebounding, because the first half I had it 23-12 for Keokuk, second half 17-15 Pella.
Yeah, in the first half, I thought they controlled the glass, and they took advantage of offensive rebounds. I thought in the second half, we had a team effort of everybody getting there and then running in transition afterwards. But, you know, you can't simulate that in practice with that type of size. But when you look at a team win like this, I also want to recognize some guys that, hey, weren't on the court tonight but did a great job preparing us, that took on the role of Keokuk. And we've got a deep bench, and they did a fantastic job in that area, and I thought once again, as we played 11 tonight, each guy brought their own strength to the table. It's been a calling card for us all year with our depth, but ultimately, I think what we've seen this year is our ability to have big spurts, and that big spurt in the second half was very timely.
Talking with Pella head coach Derek Schulte after a 60-47 victory over Keokuk, and I thought that depth was the difference, right? In the sense that as Keokuk was trying to push back, it just felt like they maybe were running out of gas a little bit quicker than you guys. Could you sense that on the floor?
Well, that's what you hope, right? You know, it's not going to happen right away. It's a wear-down effect through a game, and you can see these last few games, we've been able to sort of make a big leap in that second half, and we hope our depth has a big piece with that.
All right, as we head to the state tournament, we're not going to know until tomorrow night what the bracket looks like because of the postponement of that Xavier Waller Catholic game to tomorrow night. I've got all the rest of the scores that you can peek at here. In fact, why don't we just run through them? I just got them sent to me. So you're going to learn like I am. All right, here's our Marion County Bank scoreboard. Gilbert beat North Polk 73-62. Solon over Central DeWitt 49-44. Ballard beat Oski 79-45. Carroll hung on to beat Sioux Center 58-55. ADM over Nevada 73-43. And Storm Lake over Sergeant Bluff Luton 66-53. So really no upsets of any of the highest seeded teams in there.
I believe that means we'll see Carroll. If
sure,
you know what I
right,
mean,
is right
what
in the
it
middle.
Should,
yep.
Is what it should be in a 4-5 matchup. Who knows the time? We'll see if we get anything shared with us tonight, but I think that Carroll one was the one we were looking at because if everybody ahead of us and Carroll wins, we know what that matchup will be.
All right, so as you look just kind of big picture, you know, a lot of these guys were there. Some of these guys played 2 years ago in that loss in the opening round to Waverly Shell Rock, but what are you trying to get across here in the next 7 days, Coach?
One, take a day here to celebrate and earn it. We didn't have any days off this this weekend, and so we'll have a team meeting tomorrow and then their day off since they've been going for quite a while, and have some time to celebrate, and then it gives us some time as coaches to dive into our opponent. And then on Wednesday we start that prep, and we can't wait to take advantage of this opportunity. You think about being the last group that's going to be in Des Moines before this shifts to Ames, and so there's some history to it. You talk about the 20th in a storied history of Pella to add their name to that list, but at the same token of, hey, we don't want this to be done, right? And so we're excited. We celebrate it now, and then we get back to work to face a really good team next Monday.
And what I'm about to say is no different than it's been all year long, but you know, defense really, really, really carries things up in Des Moines. And we saw that 5 years ago when we won the state title. We got some timely shooting and all the things you also need. But if you can't defend, you can't win in Des Moines. And this tonight felt like the kind of effort you need for three more games.
You're exactly right. Defense travels, rebounding travels, and valuing the basketball travels. And so, you know, teams are going to have both good shooting nights and off shooting nights when you're in a big arena. It's different with the background and everything goes with it. If we do the three things we just talked about, our offense will take care of itself, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you up in Des Moines next
week.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And to continue our interview from Monday night with head coach Derek Schulte, I'm Andrew Schneider. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we are talking now that the brackets are out. So on Monday, we didn't know. We had an idea, but we do now. You'll open with Carroll, a very solid program out of the Raccoon River Conference. What was it like when you saw that that was confirmed and the team that you're going to see on Monday?
We're going to play an excellent basketball team, one that's well-coached, the one that's battle-tested in the Raccoon River, and one that will be a very fun matchup, one that we haven't faced, at least in my time here, and the opportunity to play at the state tournament the last time in Des Moines at the KC Center against another excellent team should be fun.
It's the Tigers team that knocked off ADM this year, has a really big signature win. They've been close in games with Ballard and some of those that are the top seeds in this tournament. What are the things that stand out?
Well, they have good guard play. They provide length inside. They've got 6'6 and 6'5, and so they've got a shot blocker at the rim. And they just play quality offense and defense. I'd say the things that stand out is they hit the offensive glass hard. They've turned teams over. They average 10 steals a game, and so they're winning a lot of those margins that we try to win as well. And then they share the basketball well and have good balance. Three guys in double figures that are around 15, 11, and 11, and then a fourth one that's at 9. It's what you expect when you go to the state tournament and there's 8 teams left. Everybody's good, and that's the challenge.
And while they're very good, I'm guessing you feel pretty good, especially after that second half that you played on Monday night. What are the things that you think you can do well against this Carroll team?
We're excited. You know, I think this is a team that has experience playing up there. It's one that has enjoyed the moment and celebrating, earning a trip back. But at the same point, it's time to get to work and prepare. And that's what this group does. We like our depth. We like our balance. We like the way we've played late in the year. And now it's just about playing at our peak next week.
Our live coverage begins at roughly 11:45, depending on how things go, over at KC Center on Monday. The Dutch taking on Carroll in the state quarterfinals. Head coach Derek Schulte. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you Monday.
Thank you. We can't wait.